We continue 11 lines down from the top on Yadalit Omid Beis. We mentioned before in the Mishnah that when you say Tarnagol Lavan, you're not allowed to sell. When the idolater asks for a Tarnagol Lavan, you can't sell it to him. But if you want to sell it to him, what you can do is you can cut it off, because they don't purchase, they don't offer maimed animals as a sacrifice. So what happens in the following case? Boy Rav Ashi, Tarnagol Lavan Katua Lemi. Let's say the idolater walks up to the store and he says to the Jewish shopkeeper, I would like to purchase a Tarnagol Lavan that's maimed. Can you Mahu Limkor Lo Tarnagol Lavan Shalim? Let's say you're out of stock on maimed white roosters, so can you just give him a whole one? Mi amrinan mi deka amr katua lav lavarus kachavim kaboi. Do we say, since he asked for a maimed one, clearly he's not going to be using it for idolatrous purposes, so therefore if you sell him a whole one, it's fine. O dilma iaru mi kamarim. Or maybe he's playing a... He's cheating you. That's the whole idea. It's harama. Imtim tulamar hai iaru mi hu deka ma'arim. And if you're telling me that it's that would be a case of harama that we're concerned about... Let's say he says as follows, Tarnagol Lavan Lemi, Tarnagol Lavan Lemi, V'yahuve le shachar v'shakal, V'yahuve le adam v'shakal. Let's say in the past he's come to the store and he's asked for a white rooster, and you've given him a black one, and you've given him a red one, and each time he's taken it from you. Clearly, it's not for idolatrous purposes. Now he's coming for the third time and asking for a Tarnagol Lavan. Mahu lim karlo Lavan. Can you sell him a white one this time? Mi amrinan kivan di yahavu shachar v'shakol adam v'shakol lav lavarus kachavim kaboi. Can we assume that this person is not interested in idolatrous purpose in sacrificial worship because he's purchased black and red ones in the past, so therefore giving him a white one won't make a difference? Olduma iarumi kamarim. Or but maybe now, this time, he's tricking you. Teiku, the Gemara says, we're not sure, and the matter is unresolved. Now the Gemara continues on the last part of the Mishnah. Rav Meir Omer Af Dekel, that you're not allowed to sell an idolater a good palm tree, date palm. Amali Rav Chista La Abimi. Rav Chista said to Abimi, Gemiri Davoros Kachavim Da Avram Avinu Dalal Mea Pirkei Havyon. You should know that the book of Avodah Zarah, the halachas of Avodah Zarah that Avram Avinu had, were 400 chapters long. Ve'anan Chamisha Tanan. And ours is only 5 chapters long. The idea being that idolatry in the Talmudic times was not as extensive as in the times of Avram. And nevertheless, and even though our chapters of Avodah Zarah are only 5, we still have difficulties understanding what the Avodah Zarah is all about. Umay kasha. So what is one of the difficulties that you're not sure about? Tikatani, Rameir Omer Af Dekal Tav Chatsa V'Niklas Asur Limkor La'Ovid La'Ovdi Kochavim. Our Mishnah states that according to Rameir, you're not allowed to sell a good date palm, which is chatzav v'niklas, to an idolater. Dekel tav hudlo mizabninan, ha dekel bish mizabninan. The implication is that you can't sell a good one, but you can sell one of an inferior quality. However, v'atanan, ein mochrin lehem b'mochubar lakarka. But we have a Mishnah later on your Testament Beis, which is very clear that you're not allowed to sell to an idolater anything which was mechubar lakarka. And clearly, a date palm is something which was mechubar lakarka, so who cares whether it's inferior or of better quality? Amar lei, my dekel tav, when Rav Meir said you're not allowed to sell him a dekel tav, what he meant was peros dekel tav, the fruit of a superior palm tree. Techeinam Rav Huna, peros dekel tav. Similar idea. Chatzav, now what is a chatzav that you can't sell? Kisba, it's a date, as Rashi says, min tamarim. It's a type of date. Nicholas, what is Nicholas? Kiyasar of Dimi Amar of Chama Bar Yosef Kuryiti. It's some type of fruit. Well, that doesn't get us very far, right? What type of fruit? It doesn't say. Amar le Abaye le Rav Dimi, Tanan Nicholas. the Mishnah says, Nicholas, v'lo yadinan mahu. We didn't know what it was, so we asked for clarification. V'at amrit kuryuti? And you told it's kuryuti. V'lo yadinan mayahanis lan. Well, what benefit does that do for us if we don't even know what it is? You didn't get us any further. Amrle, Rav Dimi said back to him, Ahani luchu, no, I have made it helpful for you. Why? T'chi azlas hasam, when you go to Eretz Yisrael, Amrit luhu Nicholas, if you say to them, I would like to purchase a Nicholas, v'lo yadi, they're not going to know what you're asking for. They're going to laugh, like, we don't have that in stock. But Amrit luhu kuryati, but if you go into the shuk in Eretz Yisrael and ask for a kuryati, v'yadi, they'll know exactly what you're talking about, v'kamach v'lach, and they'll show it to you. So again, we have these different items which can and cannot be sold to idolaters. We end off this Mishnah with Rav Meir's statement about this dekel, this palm that is not allowed to be sold to idolaters. It's not talking about a tree, it's talking about the fruit. And in the Gemara right before that, when we had some difficulty about how the idolater poses the question, if he asks for a broken rooster or he asks for a white one, even though he's taken other colors previously, do we trust him or not? These are all questions that the Gemara discusses.